Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 37, question 101. But may we swear reverently by the name of God? Yes, when the magistrate requires it, or when it may be needful otherwise to maintain and promote fidelity and truth to the glory of God and our neighbor's good. For such an oath is grounded in God's word, and therefore was rightly used by the saints in the Old and New Testament. Question 102. May we swear by the saints or by any other creature? No, for a lawful oath is a calling upon God that he, as the only searcher of hearts, may bear witness to the truth and punish me if I swear falsely, which honor is due to no creature. This was one of the great points that distinguished the magisterial reformation from what's sometimes been called the Radical Reformation, the Anabaptists, and other groups like that. Many of the Anabaptists felt that it was wrong to swear at any time. It was always wrong to take an oath or make a vow. But the united testimony of the Reformed churches is that there were proper occasions on which to call upon God to hold you to account, to bear witness to the truth of what you were saying, or in some way to enable you to keep your commitments. And so the Heidelberg Catechism says that when it's required, when it's called for, that kind of an oath where we solemnly call upon God to bear witness to the truth of what we say, or etc., to promote fidelity and truth, that such an oath is grounded in God's word. And another Reformation confession, the Hungarian Catechism, gives an illustration of how that's grounded in God's word when it says, Christ likewise has bound himself by oath to his bride to love her, nourish her, care for her, and not to desert her. You see, that kind of oath is grounded in God's word because we have the example that Christ himself enters into a covenant, binds himself by an oath, makes vows to his bride to love, nourish, care for her, and not to desert her. Well, if there was a proper occasion for our Lord himself to take an oath, we certainly cannot go to the extreme of saying that it's always wrong to take an oath. So there are legitimate occasions to make oaths and vows.